Please make him welcome.
Introducing Red Rooster's new lamb range. Different for Red Rooster, delicious for you. Winner, winner.
Inside 50 with a high ball. Can they get it out the back to the big boy, McAvoy? Nice hands. Give him a bit of a look at it. The big boy goes bang. Nice.
Always been a goal kicker, Bill, and always been very good overhead, Ben McAvoy. Welcome to you.
Thanks, fellas.
Now, 3-1 and going along beautifully. The Hawks, you must have a nice feeling about the place.
Yeah, look, it's always good to be on the positive side of the ledger. I don't think we get too carried away just at this point. It's pretty even competition, and we only scraped over Billy's Mob by a point there a couple of weeks ago. And, yeah, sort of can go either way each week. But, yeah, to be 3-1, that's a good spot to sit in.
And we talked about this, the ruckman. Just all of a sudden, we've got about five or six very, very good ruckmen, and they're going well. They're marking and you're getting a lot more possessions, like averaging nearly 20. What's going on? What's happened?
I don't think I'm guilty of averaging 20, Bill. But,
but yeah, you're being good.
Yeah, no, certainly, yeah, some of the other rucks are getting plenty of the ball. And look, I'm a little bit defensive of my fellow ruckman. I think we've been doing some good work for a long time. Just seems to be people taking a little bit more notice right at the moment.
Well, Benny, you have.
Yeah.
So you're one of the rare ones. You have had, there have been some blonks over the journey that just go bang in the middle and then do bugger all until there's another stoppage.
Probably been a couple, Joe.
But you have always got around and got involved in the chain, and that's why you've been so valuable. But what Bill's saying, I totally agree with, and that is with the Grundys and the Steph Martins, I mean, Nick Nat's another one who's always
Maxie.
Done it. Maxie Gawn. Todd Goldstein, what you're seeing is these blokes not only when the stoppages happen, but also creatively getting around the ground and making themselves useful.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to see. You know, and I think most teams are playing one genuine ruckman now, where you only go back a couple of years and there's two in most teams. So
yep.
That certainly changes things a little bit. But yeah, it's certainly a tough challenge every week. You're normally coming up and get someone pretty good.
So when you play against the reigning premier and Sean Grigg, wanders in. You must take that personally, Benny. You must look at him and go, Grigger, you can. I'll compete against you anywhere else, but this particular bit, you're going to have no chance.
Yeah, a little bit. And you do enjoy if you can get that one away clearly. But yeah, it's always hard because you know that the other blokes are just probably going to read your hit on that one. So, and they're hoping to just be able to get it to ground and then turn it into a scrap. But yeah, it's certainly a bit different when you line up against a midfielder.
Where do you stand on the throwing up ball as against the bounce?
Oh, I love the bounce. I don't even know if it makes me a traditionalist, but I just like that it's a bit random. I don't think everything has to be, you know, perfect and controlled. And I don't get upset when the umpires get it wrong. That's fine. That's no drama. So, no, I like the randomness of it. I think it'll probably go, but I'd love to see it stay.
Even when it goes out to the side a bit, should they just let it go, you know, if you can't get there or not? Bring it back.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind. I mean, I don't think they like the look of it when they bring it back. But, yeah, if they would just want to let it go, then I'd be happy with that too.
I wouldn't have an issue, Bill, bouncing the ball to start every quarter.
Yeah.
So if you're going to hang on to it, I love it. I'm with
you. Which they do.
I think it's fantastic. But, well, now they start after a goal bouncing it every time.
I wouldn't
mind, if they're going to bring it back, I wouldn't mind just seeing every quarter started with a bounce, because then you give it to the best bouncer. BT is on about this, and he's spot on. Just whoever the best of the three umps bouncing the footy, he does that to start every quarter. And then if you throw it up from there, well, we can sort of cope with it, but it's not lost to the game.
Yeah, well, doesn't Richo think that we should have a specialist bouncer? He just comes on the ground and bounces every time.
Another bloke out there on the ground.
How would you get him off the field?
Hey, how do you pull up, by the way? Big ruckman, rucking all day and then bumping into blokes. How does a big... We played yesterday. How are you today? How do you pull up?
Pretty sore, to be honest. Yeah, especially he was wet yesterday, pretty scrappy. A lot of stoppages and playing against big Maxie Gawn. He's a big unit, a lot bigger than me. So, yeah, pretty sore today. But when you take those 4 points home, it's a lot easier to take.
So what do you do today? No running, just a bit of a massage or what?
Yeah, pretty cruisy today. Jump in the water, move around and... I'd do a little bit of running, just chasing after my one-year-old, but that's at home.
Is he a physical man to play against, Maxwell?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's big and strong. And, like I said, when we had well over 100 stoppages, it does take its toll learning the game.
Who's been the hardest over the journey? Is it the big sausage eater originally from Geelong?
Who's that? Oh, Mumford?
Big Mummify?
I was thinking Mummy. It's, to be honest, had some good battles against him, but it wasn't sad to see him hang him up. And I don't think I'm alone. There's a few little blokes getting around. Happy to see Mummy hang him up too.
So the ruckmen talk to each other? Because they're all pretty good blokes, actually, when you look at it. And do you all get on well and have a chat?
We always have a chat after the game. Yeah. It can vary during the game, depending on who you're playing against and maybe how the scoreboard's looking.
And Maxi lost some weight, didn't he? So he's actually lost weight, and he seems to be getting around a lot more.
He moves well. Yeah. He moves sensationally for his size. So, yeah, no, he's certainly a juggernaut to try and stop.
Have you lost weight just to get around a bit more?
No. I've never been one of the big ones, Bill. So I've pretty stable for the last about 5 years. My weight hasn't changed.
All right, Benny. We've got all the way through this interview without Bill asking where you come from and what your farm's, how the farm's going.
No. He's got a farm up there, but he's from somewhere else.
Yeah, we know that.
Grow canola, Jim. Oh, when I was back in Drury, and so does Ben. No. We're canola growers.
We'll take a break, and that's the end of asking the same question every time he comes in.
So the cropping's going well up there. You do a bit of canola, and you do some oats up there.
Every time.
Well, farmers like to talk, mate, about things like this.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. Appreciate you asking. Things are going well. Nice drop of rain on the weekend.
Oh, we needed that, didn't we?
Yeah, it's been very, very dry.
How many points did you get up there in the Wimmera?
I think you maybe got 40 or 50 points over the weekend.
Good. That's a good drop.
How many points did you get up there at the Wimmera?
Sometimes you don't get enough and it doesn't soak in.
That's what happens.
There's a good soaking there.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Yeah. So you know what canola is, Jim?
Yes.
What?
It's that yellow flower that they turn into oil.
Yeah, and when it's all happening along the Geelong Road.
Yeah, I know, Bill. You've gone into this.
Yeah. What about the points, Bill? Do you know what a point is?
What's a point?
Well, there's goals and points. What is a point of rain, actually? That's a very good point.
There's 4 points to 1 millimetre.
Right.
Hang on. Do the maths.
4 points to 1 millimetre. Righto.
So if you have 40 points, Bill, you're good at maths?
Yeah, you have 160 millimetres. Is that right?
Other way around.
Oh, you are a fool.
No, but he's from up at Mount Beauty, Jim. Yes. And a well-known family up
Dedarang.
There. Dedarang. Yes. Mount Beauty up there. But owns a farm because him and his brother-in-law.
Yes.
Have I told you this?
Yes, have. And the audience, every time Benny comes in, you go through the same thing.
And how is the farm? Is it all right? Could you love getting up there?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, no, it's going well. We'll start to put the crop in the next month or so.
Yell out if you want a hand.
Yeah, no worries.
Any of the boys give you a hand, Benny, ever? No. Did you drag any of your teammates up there?
No.
No interest?
Very little.
They're urban dwellers, the Hawthorn boys, aren't they? They'd
probably help me Bill style. They come up and knock the top off a tree frothies.
Because the town's called Joel, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's spot on, Bill. So.
But there's no, well, how big's Joel? There'd be nothing there.
Oh, my house is there.
That's it?
it's about 20 k's east of Stall.
Oh, right.
Good part of the world.
Well, speaking of the beer, has Benny Stratton serviced you with any of his Noble Boy? Has he given you a couple of cases of that to take home?
We've sampled it a few times when we've been together with the boys.
Not bad. I'm not a beer drinker per se, but it's not a bad drop.
Yeah, it's not too bad, actually. It's, I'm not one for the boutique beers, but the Noble Boy's not too bad.
Does he give you any sort of help with the cost of it, or are you paying full freight?
That's been on Strato when I've had it. So, he's generous like that.
What do you drink, Benny? You just a VB man?
No, I'm all Carlton for me.
Carlton Draft.
Carlton Dry is my preference.
Ah, good work. Not a bad drop. Yeah. Carlton Draft out of the tap. The tank beer is very nice there. Hey, speaking of James Frawley, I see he played, didn't have a lot of possession, but did he have a migraine during the game?
He did, yeah. Poor Chipper. He had a pretty rough run. He had a really bad migraine. It's a sensational effort just to get back out on the ground from how he's feeling. So I think he's recovering okay today, and hopefully you can leave that one behind.
Oh, you couldn't play. It'd be bloody difficult, wouldn't it? Migraine. That's a good effort. Well done, Chipper.
Big game this week. The Kangaroos coming off a nice 80-point pasting of the Blues. Mind you, I don't even have to know what the last 10 games looks like, big boy, because I reckon it'll be something like 9-1 Hawthorn v North Melbourne.
But there's always plenty of passion. Yes, there in is. Those games. There's better. It might be a little bit better now that Hodgie's moved on.
Yep. And Geordie Lewis.
I heard you on the way in. You're pretty happy with how North boys are going. I reckon they're going okay. So we'll have to be on the money this week.
How do you go against Goldie traditionally?
To be honest, you probably tailed me up a few times in early days when I was younger, but we've had some good battles in the last couple of years, so that'll be another tough one.
And Big Madge will wander in there
too. He will.
And just off two feet, just jump bang vertically straight
up on your head.
Stand on my shoulders, yeah. We'll try and avoid that one if we can.
He is a big boy, just like yourself. What else? We got anything else from him? I've ran out of questions, Jim.
Once you've got through talking about Joel
and Canola.
And Canola, you just run out of stuff. Tell me, how's the young fella going? Young Angus?
Yeah, no, that's right. Angus is going well. Yeah, he's lots of fun at the minute. He's coming up on two, and but we've got the second one on the way, so he's not going to know what's hit him in a couple months' time.
Wowzers.
Okay. Go on again.
Will your beautiful wife, Nicole, have the second one in season, or will it be post?
In season, end of June.
Geez.
We're due on exactly the same day as Poppy, actually. So
wow.
Maybe a bit nervous for Clarko.
The family club.
So what's that? December, maybe you've just had a bit of night out and tipped a few into Nicole and got home and away we go.
All of a sudden, your maths is back, Bill.
Yeah. No, 9 months. Hang on, I've got to go back.
It used to be
further.
Your specialty, Bill. What's happening
here? I know. Well, Mondays is not my best day. When there's a 4:40 start, Jim, and the footy, and I'm drinking frothies down there at Cadenia Park or wherever it's called now.
Did you have a few to celebrate last night, Bill?
Well, I got amongst them. I thought I played all right. Kicked four, I reckon, from the pocket. I was part of the win.
Seriously. Clarko, how's the little master
he's
going? Is he relaxed?
No, it's in season, so he's never too relaxed. But he was pretty pleased with our efforts yesterday. It was a gutsy win under tough conditions.
So. Do you wander into his office, big boy, ever, and just say, "Al, how's everything going?"
No, because he doesn't. Well, you probably won't find him in there. To be honest,
right,
he doesn't really have an office as such. It's sort of just a little room off the edge of the gym. But he's normally wandering around. You see him, he'll be in the kitchen trying to knock you. Plate of food over or something like that.
He's still playing the guitar?
Oh, unfortunately, yes.
No.
This guy's around and plays the guitar, Jim. Like Willie Nelson or someone.
But to his credit, he's taken it up very late in life and he's sticking at it, so good on him.
He's sticking it. Have you seen a better looking kid than Jaeger?
Jaeger?
Jaeger.
Even?
Yes, Jaeger.
No, look, I don't think I'll have.
He's the best. I saw him down the road here.
He's a good-looking rooster.
He is a good-looking rooster. Yeah. Very nice.
Got a few out there too. Well, Ryan Schoenmakers thinks he is.
Yeah.
But you've also got the young kid Burton's bringing a bit to the visual table.
Yeah, look, there's a bit of swagger around.
Mm.
Nothing
quite like Gibbo.
No.
Yeah, look, I'd say that maybe the swagger stakes have gone down a fair bit since Gibbo's departure.
Have you met a vainer man than Gibbo, Benny? A man happier with what he brought to the table?
Oh, he's a unique character, Gibbo, and you could probably say he had some vanity, but he had some extremely extremely good qualities he brought to our footy club too.
What was that?
Well, which ones were they?
No, we love Gibbo.
Might have been his left fist.
No, we love Gibbo. Hey,
Taraya, probably not so good looking either. We had him.
Hardwick.
Hardwick.
Oh, well, you've got to have either end of the spectrum,
rough,
Bill.
Rough.
Oh, rough.
Henderson.
poor Dimmer, don't you like the Croydon mullet?
No.
Bill.
Actually, I did, because I used to have it in the good old days. And I tell you what, does it attract them, Benny? They just come in there.
Because of the mullet.
Yeah, the mullet.
That was it?
Yep. And the drink cards in the top pocket. You always got to have them too, Benny boy. Oh,
Benny, great footy being played by you and your club.
Yes.
Bad luck on the weekend coming up. But otherwise, I think the Hawks are set very nicely for 2018. Good seeing you.
No worries. Thanks, guys.